Well, it seems that our heroes are leaping from the frying pan into the fire, but they are actually returning to Bleakley Mansion, hideout of the dreadful 6-foot metal munching mechanical mice.
Do we have to go back, Rock?
Dude, he's calling us, Bullwinkle.
I'm a little hard of hearing myself.
But remember what the Big Cheese said? They're gonna take over the whole country.
Lock, stock, and Hawaii?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess we gotta go back, all right.
Let's sneak in very quietly.
But all their caution was to no avail, for at that moment, high on the roof, the Big Cheese, alias Boris Badenoff, had already spotted them.
Natasha, we got guests. Let's give them old-fashioned Badenoff welcome.
How's that, darling?
We throw flowers.
Throw flowers?
Still in pots, of course.
And the scurvy sneak hurled a large urn down at our friends. Fortunately, the quick-witted squirrel saw it coming.
Bullwinkle!
Hmm?
There's a great big flower pot coming right down at your head.
You're a fast thinker, Rock, but you're kind of a slow talker.
However, since the flower pot had struck Bullwinkle squarely on the head, little damage had been done.
I don't know. That pot's never going to be the same again.
In a moment, our heroes found themselves in the kitchen of Bleakley Mansion.
Now to plan our attack, Bullwinkle.
Attack? How are we going to attack a 6-foot mouse that bites through metal?
Well, it looked as if our boys might have the chance to find out, for in the room above them, Boris and Natasha were busy winding up a whole platoon of the monsters.
Got control set, Natasha.
Yes, darling.
Okay, you little nippers. Go get them.
And the mechanical mice moved toward the kitchen door. Inside, our heroes were still thinking frantically.
Bullwinkle, we gotta come up with an answer.
I got one.
What is it, Bullwinkle?
Vienna, Austria in 1758.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
What's the question?
I don't know. Sure is a keen answer, though.
Not to our problem, it's not.
Oh, that.
How do you beat a metal-munching mechanical mouse?
Easy. I'll just take this iron poker, and I'll walk right up to all of them, and I'll...
You what?
I'll pull back an iron stump.
Close the door, Bullwinkle!
And the moose slammed the kitchen door on the intruder and braced himself against it.
Those monsters will eat anything!
That's it, Bullwinkle! They'll eat anything!
You notice the kind of echo in here?
Hold the door, Bullwinkle! I'm gonna cook up something special!
Lucky, have you flipped your goggles? They're gonna come busting through that door any minute.
Don't worry, we'll be ready.
And Rocky set to work in the kitchen while Bullwinkle held the door against the attack of the ravenous mechanical mice.
Hurry, Rock, they're munching right through the door.
Hold on, Bullwinkle, the caramels are almost cool.
Caramels?
They're for the mice.
I always knew you were good-hearted, Rock, but this is ridiculous.
Okay, Bullwinkle, stand aside.
As Bullwinkle stepped back, the 6-foot mice poured into the room. Quickly, Rocky gathered up an armful of caramels, and as the mice chased after him, began to toss them back at his pursuers, who snapped at them furiously.
My plan is working.
Tossing bonbons to mice? That's a plan?
Sure, Bullwinkle, look.
Yes, the plan had worked. After crunching down on those chewy caramels, the huge mice could no longer open their mouths to bite anything. Powerless to attack our friends, they beat a hasty retreat.
They're going, Bullwinkle!
Mm-hmm.
Now let's find out where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Bullwinkle? Cat cut your tongue?
Not cut, caramel.
Yes, the moose, too, had been unable to resist the chewy confection and found his jaws immobilized.
Boy, this is sure gonna cut down on the dialogue.
Funny, darling.
In a room not far away, Boris and Natasha were inspecting the mice.
They're ruined, Natasha.
They can't bite anybody, Boris.
Bite? They couldn't even gum anybody.
Oh, we will have to overhaul them, darling.
Oh, tot, on your bun. Plenty more where these came from.
You mean?
Yes, look there.
Sure enough, far above the house was a... Good heavens, that's a spaceship.
You were expecting maybe seagulls?
But what?
That time to go now.
But...
Anyway, be with us next time for the Space Rats.
Or of Mice and Menace.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rocky and Bullwinkle.